the patient who presents with a so-called reversible cause, sudden cardiac death, such as the presence of a type 1C antiarrhythmic drug as a proarrhythmic cause of death in a patient with coronary disease, or the patient who has a very low potassium, let's say, as the cause of the cardiac arrest, has traditionally been thought best served by reversing the cause of the sudden cardiac death and then releasing the patient with no additional therapy other than perhaps a beta blocker. This approach is under some scrutiny based on early data from the AVID trial, which suggests that the patients with reversible sudden cardiac death have just as high a recurrence rate as patients who died due to ischemic disease or to cardiomyopathy. I think the final results are not in on this group of patients, but we may have underestimated the severity of the heart disease in such patients, and simply taking away the type 1C drug or normalizing the potassium might not be enough for these patients.